Today, like I've already said, is the second week and the second Sunday of Advent. 7 days ago, we started our musical journey to the manger with Mary's song. Today, we look at the first half of Zechariah's song, along with part of the parting blessing. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Let's pray together now before we read God's word. Lord God, we come and open your word again this Sunday morning. May our hearts be opened as we look at this extraordinary story of hope during this Advent season. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit that has brought us here today. Amen. We will be reading this morning from Luke 1, verses 67 to 75, Zechariah's song. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. This was just after his son was born and named. He said, or he sung, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our fathers, to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." So far, the reading of God's word. In our world today, very few of us are ever left truly in the dark. Our cell phones have been equipped with flashlights for quite some time. And, of course, a cell phone has a battery, so even if the power goes out in our homes, we can just swipe and tap, and there the light comes on. Even with mine, all I have to do is shift it, and it goes on and off. Kind of magical to have light in our fingertips. But today, this second Sunday of Advent, we're going to look at the battle of light and darkness while we think about the phrase in the blessing, "The Lord make his face shine upon you." It's a phrase that makes me think of the flashlights that most of us carry in our pockets. It is a blessing to know that if we find ourselves in any kind of darkness, that there is a light there available and shining. We will find this true with our faith as well. For God's light is always there, his face shining. And with that in mind, we look to our text and the song of Zechariah. But in order to understand the song that he sings, we need some more of Zechariah's backstory, because Zechariah was living in the dark. Well, not quite darkness itself, but he has had a rough year. He was mute, struck that way after he had performed his priestly duties in the temple, where he had met an angel. Zechariah is a priest and the husband of Elizabeth, who we talked about last week. Mary had visited her aunt and uncle. It isn't mentioned in that passage, but just earlier in Luke, we learn why Zechariah became mute. While he was in the temple, an angel told him that Elizabeth would have a child, a son. His response is disbelief. How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man and my wife is well along in years. With this, the angel of the Lord said that he would be mute until the time that his son is born, and told him that he would name his son John. And Zechariah was unable to say anything from that moment on, from speaking to not speaking, from light into darkness, disbelief bringing this on. Zechariah, a priest, a learned man of God, did not see the truth before him, that all things were possible with God. He was blind, even when there was an angel right in front of him, right in his face. But doubts came in, and Zechariah did not see the Lord's face shining upon him. The Lord make his face shine upon you. And for us too, there are things that stop us from seeing the light of God, be it doubt, arrogance, or self-importance. Very few, if any of us, look at our lives and realize how much God has truly blessed us. It's sad that we often miss God's light that is shining all around us and even through us. Our lives are blinded by all kinds of sin. This is the work of the evil one, keeping us in the dark, being blinded. This feels like a very human thing that we all do. If we don't pay attention, we miss a lot of things. In fact, our brains are actually really good at filtering out things that seem unimportant. A test of this comes when you look to buy a car. In your search, you will notice something interesting happen. Once you have done some research and you seem to like one vehicle over another, you will all of a sudden see way more of that vehicle on the road. Thinking about buying a Mazda, you'll be blown away at how often they pass you on the road. What about getting a Volkswagen? Boom. All of a sudden, all kinds of them driving. When in reality, nothing changed but your perception. You only now notice the cars because it is on your mind. The same goes with belief and understanding of how God is all around us. God is all around. Why don't we just take a look? That the troubles of life, they can be given to God. That the joys of life should make us point to our Savior, the Savior of the world. The question we must ask is, do you see the light? Zechariah had a hard time believing the angel and was struck mute until what that angel had said came true. So do you see the light? I know that I miss it. I miss seeing it, just like Zechariah did. But we have hope. For God is light. He radiates it. We know this from when Moses saw God's glory in Exodus 33, where God passed by Moses in the cleft of the rock. Though Moses just saw his back, he did not see God's face, for the radiance of God's face would have been too much for Moses to handle, for any person to handle. Another place where we learn about the light of God is in Revelation, where we read about the new heaven and the new earth, where there is no more sun in the sky. God's light fills all of the darkness. No need for a big shining ball of glowing gas. So as we understand that God would make his face shine upon you, we know it is a brilliant light. But how often are we like Zechariah, that we doubt the work of God or fail to see his light around us, fail to see his goodness, kindness, or mercy? We live with blinders on. Nothing has changed with the cars driving around you, but suddenly there are all kinds of Mazdas because your blinders have been taken off to that kind of car. So too, when doubt and worry come in, or life deals you a hard blow, we can be sure that God's light is shining on us, and where God's light radiates, his love emanates. And we can be sure of this at the time of Advent, as we anticipate the light of the world coming to earth, to be among us, to experience humanity as a human, to know our pain and suffering. The Lord make his face shine upon you. We need our eyes opened again today to the hope of Christ in the world, because God is working all around. And the light from his face does shine on us. For many months, Zechariah contemplates this, the work of God, because his wife did become pregnant. Just as the angel said, though he remains mute. And while sitting in silence for more than 9 months, Zechariah realizes that he has much to learn about God. And when his son is born, he is fully aware of God's light in the life of his son and of Mary's child. He knew this was going to be the Messiah, the Savior of the Israelites. Yes, his son would be an important part of the Messiah's coming. So when the time came to name the child, he was quick to confirm that indeed his son's name will be John. This odd to the people around him, because it wasn't a family name. And his tongue is loosed. And out of the depths of his heart, the depths of his soul, comes a song of praise. A song of praise to the Lord. He is ecstatic, coming out of a mute experience with so much silence and contemplating, into having a new child, a son, and the hope of the Messiah. I'm surprised that the old man's heart actually held up through the whole experience. But through Elizabeth's pregnancy, Zechariah's silence, listening, waiting, he seems to have learned a valuable lesson in listening to God in obedience. And as his obedience becomes public in the naming of his son, he turns to God in praise. And Zechariah sings. He sings this: "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophet of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us." It is an incredibly faith-driven song. Zechariah seems to get what God is doing, that his son John will make a way for the coming Messiah, this person, this one who will redeem the people of Israel. It is a song of Israel, of the world going from darkness into light, out from under an enemy's grasp and into salvation. That from the house of David, the horn of salvation has been raised up. Then he continues his song, singing about history, looking back at the faithfulness and promises of God to bring about this moment through Abraham and other ancestors to bring about this Messiah. Zechariah sings praise for his child and the child that's in Mary, and anticipates the work of each of them, but it is interesting that we find that his song is focusing on the person that John the Baptist will point towards, and that's Jesus. Anticipating that Jesus would look with light, with grace, with kindness, with love, with justice, with mercy on the people that need him and believe in him. Indeed, the song anticipates light coming into the world, rescuing the people from their enemies. Zechariah looks forward to the rescue from Israel's enemies and from the hands of all who hate God's people. He foresees God showing mercy because of the covenant promise of long ago. I really want to think that as Zechariah spent all that time not able to speak, the words from this song long resonated in his mind. This song was a song well thought out. This was a song that was mindful of God. Zechariah, in silence, was forced to pay attention to the good work of God all around us, the light that is all around him and that is around us still today. Zechariah remembers the holy covenant made to Israel and holds on tight to the promise. For God's mercy and promises, they go hand in hand. God will look upon us with a face that is shining, a face that knows how dark our life is, how tainted with sin our lives are, but still, he looks upon us, loves us, and has a purpose for us, because God's promises are for those, and for those who believe, we have the hope of being saved. Those that see the light and believe will be transformed, redeemed, washed, and grown into people of God's word. And then we can point to the light of the world too. This whole picture is the big realization of Zechariah, that a child, a Messiah, is coming to take away the sins of the world, to bring that world from darkness into light, a glorious light, that the horn of salvation is here. And Zechariah understands that his son is a part of God's plan in a special way, while also knowing that John is just a man, nothing more. But the one to come from the throne of David is to bring light to the world, the incarnate child, the God-man, Jesus. And Jesus' face shines upon the world all the way to his death, that in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, all people can see the light of God shining on their lives. And God can do it. God can redeem you, even if you feel unlovable. God will bring his light of love. Even if you feel unworthy, God will bring his light of humility and courage. Even if you feel lost, alone, or not sure of what the Christian life is really all about, God will bring his light to you if you surrender, believe, and see his love. For his love, his great love, was to send his son, his perfect son, as the perfect sacrifice to bring human beings back into relationship with him. What an amazing light that we anticipate this Advent season. What an incredible face that shines down upon us. And we know that God's face shining is more than just a bright light. What does it mean to have someone look at you and brighten up your life? There is love there, kindness, justice, mercy, on all of that on Jesus' face. All ways that God is working powerfully. For God works in powerful ways. He sends a king, that is Jesus, who leads not with a sword, but with his word. He rescues not through a bloody war, but with a new way to live. He leads not just with might, but with light. Light of his teaching and life. Are you aligned with the morning star? Jesus' birth came with light, angels in the sky, a star in the east. But he lived out that light as God was with him. And God is with us, and his face shines upon us as part of God's blessing to his people. The text leaves no doubt that we should follow the one who is the source of light. The only way to righteousness and peace, even for a righteous man like Zechariah, is to be prepared to see and follow the light. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God of light, we praise you like Zechariah did, that you have kept your promise to us as you kept your covenant with the people of the Bible, that you will be with us and teach us and use us for glorious purposes. Lord, if we feel doubt and darkness clouding our lives, may we give that to you, asking again this day for your forgiveness. Thank you for loving us even when we sin and helping us to believe in you through the Holy Spirit. Amen.